Okay, get my gavel out, make it official. And good morning. I'm going to go ahead and call this session of the Kitsap County Hearing Examiner to order. For the record, today is April 27th, 2023 at 9 a.m. We have two items on the agenda this morning, and they are somewhat similar in nature, and they both involve requests for approval of conditional use permits related to accessory dwelling units. That said, the first item we're going to hear today is number 22-03214. And this specifically involves a request for approval of a conditional use permit or CUP to allow for the placement of a 668 square foot manufactured home, which would serve as a detached accessory dwelling unit on a developed residential property that is approximately 2 acres in size at 970 Northwest Mountain View Road. My name is Ada Reeves. I'm a hearing examiner with Sound Law Center, who the county has selected to hold certain land use application hearings like these. And today will be my role to collect evidence in the form of exhibits and testimony to determine whether this proposal is consistent with the county's comprehensive plan, zoning ordinances, critical areas ordinances, and the specific requirements for approval of a conditional use permit, and even more specifically, the requirements for a detached accessory dwelling unit under the municipal code. To that end, I received several exhibits in advance of the hearing that I had an opportunity to review. These include a staff report prepared by county staff, the site plan, and various project plans that were provided by the applicants, including their responses to various forms and questionnaires that were provided by county staff. Information on the environmental review that occurred for this proposal under our state's Environmental Policy Act, or SEPA, including the determination of non-significance, or DNS, that was issued by the county that was not appealed. Information, sort of technical information related to stormwater, the availability of utilities for the proposed ADU, and then finally information on the notice that was provided in relation to the application as well as today's hearing. I believe we have a staff presentation as well that will be included, and a potential sign-in sheet, which ultimately will bring the number of exhibits for this first matter to 15, 15. So I will admit those exhibits into the record. Should anyone have additional exhibits they would like admitted into the record, let me know when it's your opportunity to testify, and I will address admitting additional exhibits at that time. All testimony this morning will be under oath or affirmation. That's because where my decision to be appealed under our state's Land Use Petition Act, or LUPA, the recording of today's hearing, as well as the admitted exhibits and my decision, would serve as the foundation for any such appeal. I may and often do ask questions of those that are testifying, not trying to trip anyone up, other than Mr. Gurney a little bit. He's already got the smile there, but not trying to trip anyone up. I'm just trying to ensure I have a thorough understanding of the proposal, so that within a couple weeks of the record closing, I'm able to produce a decision that is hopefully clear and legally defensible. And I do note that in Kitsap County, as a general rule, we do leave the record open for hybrid hearings for one additional week, just in case there were any technological issues. So I point that out. But the plan is to essentially get all the information we need today is the hope, and a decision will be forthcoming after that. So with that, the order we typically follow, I apologize. First, I'll swear in county staff, who will give kind of an overview of the proposal and how we got to the hearing today. And then I believe we have the applicant or their representative available, which is great. And they'll have an opportunity to provide any additional information. Then we'll see if there are any members of the public interested in testifying. And if so, they will have that opportunity at that point. And then after that, we'll go back to the applicants and county staff to see if there's any response. Folks that are not in the hearing room that are joining us virtually will remain muted until called upon to speak. But I promise if we were all in the same room together, I would ensure that folks weren't talking over each other so that we have the ability to hear everyone clearly. So with that, we'll go ahead and get county staff sworn in. So, Mr. Gurney, do you swear or affirm to tell the truth in the testimony you give here today?
I do.
Thank you. And could you just state and spell your name for the audio and explain your role here at the county?
Darren Gurney, D-A-R-R-E-N, G-U-R-N-E-E. I'm a planning and environmental reviewer at the county.
Great. Thank you so much for being here. And did my sort of rundown of the exhibits track with what you were hoping I would review in advance of the hearing today?
They did. We do have one exhibit to add as part of the hearing today. And that is going to be a floor plan of the primary residence to confirm and establish the square footage requirements and confirm that there are no other ADUs present on the property.
Okay, so that would be then exhibit 1616, is that right?
Correct.
Okay, we'll make sure that my office is sent a copy of that electronically, but you've explained what it is, and maybe it's a part of your PowerPoint or not, but
it
with
is.
That, why don't you go ahead and move on with your presentation. Thank you so much.
Okay. As always, going to have fun with the technical aspects of presentation. Okay. Let me just test.
I don't think you're in the slideshow function yet. I think you might need to launch the slideshow and then share screen, but.
This is how we normally do it with a PDF.
It's a PDF now. Okay.
I got it.
Works, you know.
There we go.
Works for me.
Sorry about that. It always seems to take a couple of minutes here. So once again, for the starter presentation, my name is Darren Gurney, and I am here preparing the case for the Douglas ADU CUP. And the presentation today, I'm going to truncate it a little bit as opposed to past presentations. All the information is in the slides as well as a staff report. Main thing here is to answer any questions that you may have and just provide a little bit of context to this to the permit.
Great.
So the applicants, Craig and Laura Douglas, this is for, as you mentioned, an accessory dwelling unit. The primary residence is 2,476 square feet, and that is owned and occupied by the owner and applicant. The applicant proposes to place a 668 square foot ADU for the purposes of allowing a family member to live there. The ADU will match the primary house aesthetic in multiple ways. That's shown through the photos that you'll see later, as well as elevations, things of that nature. So we did receive the notice of application, processed it pursuant to Title 21, as well as the SEPA comment period. No comments received, no appeals received to date. General location in the county is Commissioner District 1, just north of Silverdale. Zoning for the parcel is rural protection on the three sides, west, north, and east. You also have the same zoning designation. To the south, you have rural residential. Both of these zoning designations carry with them a 50-foot front setback established by access, 20-foot side setback for dwelling structures, and 5-foot setbacks for accessory structures. We use our aerial photo to identify proximity of parcels with similar designations and the general nature of development in those areas. And as you'll see in the aerial photo, you do have multiple single family residences with accessory structures. And I have to apologize, the road label on there is incorrect. That should be 970 Mountain View Road.
Oh, now I see what you're talking about.
Got yes. Just want to make sure that everything is nice and clear. So this is our latest GIS information on parcel maps for the county. As you can see, we do not indicate wetlands or streams present. You do have some minor slopes that occur. The parcel is approximately 2 acres, generally slopes from the southwest down to the northeast. no major slopes, no geotechnical reports or biological reports required. This is our site plan that's identifying the primary residence as an existing three-bedroom home. And the proposed ADU is within the 150-foot minimum required. You'll note that this presentation is slightly different from past in that we do include the code citation of 17415, which is different from June of last year. So we are now incorporating that as the existing code. So almost identical, only allows one ADU. The owner must reside in one or both of the residences, cannot exceed 50% or 900 square feet. Whichever is smaller, must be located with 150 feet, keep the same appearance, setback requirements, meet the health standards, cannot have a separate access for the location of the ADU, and it cannot be an RV. Comprehensive plan supports the development of an ADU. We support growth in rural locations to help with housing and affordability. But we also balance that with our environmental goals and policies to encourage growth in urban areas. So each of these goals and policies refer to that kind of balance within the situation in our comp plan. Here is our exhibit that we're adding. The floor plan for the primary structure. This is identifying that there is not a second ADU or attached living quarters present on the property. So this also establishes the minimum size threshold or maximum size threshold, excuse me. So half of the primary residence size or 900 square feet, whichever is smaller.
Right. So just to be clear, these are schematics of the primary residence, correct?
That is correct.
And this isn't an after the fact permit either, correct?
This is not an after the fact, no.
Okay, just wanted to make sure.
No. This is a floor plan shown of the proposed ADU, identifying that there's no, it's not a duplex, it's not anything other than the ADU, identifies the size of the ADU at 668 square feet. This is giving you that understanding of the aesthetic and how it's matching. So you'll note that you have the pitched roof siding or general siding. You have the width of the siding that's matching the window treatments where siding is occurring on this structure. This is a little unique in that this one has a brick facade as well, but we do feel like between all the structures on the property, the ADU does match that aesthetic. And this is from, go ahead.
Sorry to interrupt, Mr. Gurney, meaning that if we go back to the last photo, this is, I guess, why I was just trying to ensure it wasn't an after-the-fact permit, but essentially we've got, I believe, the existing garage would be to the right if you're standing there. And then There's sort of shop slash carport that have the siding, but neither of those are ADUs or ALQs or any of the names that have been used over time for these types of structures. They're, you know, shop, garage, and then the actual, I believe, proposed ADU would go behind the garage to the right. I think it'd be to the northeast, but it'd be off-site that way. Is that accurate?
Yes, that is correct.
Okay, just making sure. So
no problem. And just to clarify on your point, the permit is conditioned to only have one ADU on the property. So that is a condition of approval. Should there be in the future something goes into the garages, that would have to be permitted separately. And I will say that would be a difficult thing to add any other primary or accessory structures for dwelling purposes. So those are supposed to be remaining as garage or shop spaces.
Sure. And even further subdivision of this property, I assume, would be a challenge to the extent that I believe it's a pre-existing non-conforming substandard lot. Is that right?
That is correct.
Okay. With that, go right ahead.
Okay. So this is a photo of the proposed manufactured home. As you can see, the siding is vertical, not horizontal, but it does match in terms of the style, as well as the width of the boards, the window treatments, the roof line, and general aesthetic character of the structure. Finally, we come to the end of the presentation. We do note that the department does recommend approval. We feel it is consistent with the comprehensive plan and Kitsap County Code, and that it is not materially detrimental to any surrounding properties. And okay. That is all for our presentation.
Great, thank you. Just a few questions for you. So you sort of pointed out at the beginning, but essentially the municipal code changed and the previous section, I believe, was 17410, chapter 17410, and it was, I think, 060 was where, you know, the previous criteria were. My only question here is that based on when the sort of applications were deemed complete, ultimately it was decided either by staff or the applicant that this would be processed, as under the new version, the 17415015. Is that right?
Yes, both the submission indicates they wanted to be processed under the new code, as well as the permit came in after the June effective date of that ordinance.
Okay, I couldn't remember the exact date. I knew it was.
It was right on the cusp.
Okay, right, for purposes of vesting, which is the issue at hand, in Washington, an applicant can elect to proceed under the more current code. They don't get a pick and choose each aspect, but if the whole project goes under the new version, that works just fine. And that one way or the other, and it sounds like this even came in after the change. So that's great. The only question I had was, and maybe, this is probably not on purpose, but I think the SEPA that occurred, the review under our State Environmental Policy Act, I think if I, let me find that. I apologize. I meant to have that pulled up. Oh, or maybe I'm mixing up projects. Give me one. I apologize. The only thing I wanted to point out, I can't honestly recall if it was this one or the other one that we will be hearing shortly, but I think the SEPA determination does reference the, at least one of them did reference the older version of the code. And I think that's not a huge problem in any way, shape, or form. I just wanted to note it so that staff's aware. But let me see if I'm even correct in terms of. Sorry.
It is very possible that is the case. I will say that the code update did not change any of the requirements for rural accessory dwelling units detached.
Yep. So I just wanted to point it out, and maybe if you are kind enough to let the SEPA responsible official know that the template probably should be updated. I just checked, and it does reference the former version of the code. And again, this is, don't need to redo SEPA or anything. I'm confident that, all the environmental impacts were appropriately reviewed. I just, always looking to make everything up to date and better, right? So I just wanted to point that out. And then let's see, you already let me know that this was not an after the fact, so I took care of that issue. And honestly, I think that was the full extent of the questions I had specific for staff on this project. Everything was very thorough. So no further questions from the hearing examiner. Do you have anything further you wanted to clarify or add before?
I do not.
You hear from the applicant. So we will give the applicant a chance to see if they want to say anything else. And maybe you can stop sharing your screen at this point.
Yeah.
Hi, thank you for being here. Swear you in. Do you swear or affirm to tell the truth in the testimony you give here today?
I do.
And if you could just state and spell your name for the audio.
Yeah, I'm Laura Douglas, LauraDouglas.
Great. Thank you so much for being here. And you're one of the property owners. Is that accurate?
I am. And actually, I thought long and hard about like what you wanted to hear and what you wanted to, you know, what you want me to say today. I watched 8 hours of your examiner's hearings. This is how badly I want this.
I'm so terrified that you had to watch 8 hours of me.
I did. I watched it. I saw when you had different staff over here. I mean, I watched it from January on. You know, I know that you tend to ask a lot about the parking. You know, that's one of the things you ask about a lot was the parking. But anyways, I did my research. I thought long and hard. I didn't come into this just like, you know, at this point, I'm not kidding you. I probably could apply for a job like helping people get permits. Like I understand the code. I understand all of it. Like I'm tracking.
Laura Douglas, there are positions available.
I know, that's what they keep telling me. There's a lady down here.
I can tell you there's a shortage of planning staff in all of Western Washington. So
yeah, there's a lady down here I keep talking with. I'll email her. Like we do a virtual consult and I ask her my questions and she's always like, man, do you want a job? I'm like, maybe not yet. But I want to tell you a short story. And I know you have a busy day and I know you guys are super busy and I'll keep it short. I got it. I brought my whole family today.
You're about to break my heart, aren't you?
I brought my whole family today and we're missing
school. Are you going to start crying? I feel like I'm going to start crying. Go ahead.
I brought my whole family today and we're missing school for this. So we really do need to I do need to get him to school at some point today because he's got a yearbook thing. But I'm Laura and my husband Craig is right here. Craig is a Marine. He retired after 28 years. And I have two kids, Jack and Aaron. And I probably will cry. We moved here after he did 28 years and we've been together about 25 years moving around the Marine Corps. And if you name it, I've lived there. I'm on house number 23. I have lived in townhouses, apartments, you name it. We've lived places for 6 months and moved. We had the luxury of having pink gravel in our yard in a desert in California because that's how the house came and it was really ugly. And we moved everywhere and we never knew where we were going to end up. We had no idea. And we moved here and we said, we're going to wait a year and then we'll buy a house if we like it, right? That was always our plan. And we made it 6 months because we loved it here. We absolutely like fell in love with this community. Like I'm settled, I'm home. And I don't say that lightly because it's been 25 years of travel. And I don't think anyone ever expected we would settle here. Like we came from the East Coast. Our last tour was in Boston and our family says we moved as far as we could be, you know. We moved here and I was under the pretense that I was an only child and my parents, I was super close to them and they were going to move out here with us and everything was great. And my dad died in an oil field explosion. And my mom came to live with us for a minute and then she died shortly after that. And after they die, I realize family sagas and stuff. I have a nephew that I didn't know about. His parents have passed. His adoptive parents or his real parents, but his dad was adopted because he was son of, anyways, long story, but his parents had passed and his grandparents had passed. And I did not know this. And I met him and he can speak to you today. He's here. And I instantly felt connected and bonded and I love him like my own kid. And he's a little older than my kids, but I just want to give him a small house to call his own. Like, I don't know how else to say this to you. Like I have done my research. I've done the legwork. I've done the paperwork. I've jumped through every hoop, you know, the tree that everyone's like worried that might be cut down. We'll get it cut down. You know what I mean? It's not a huge deal. You know, I will do whatever it takes to get this, but I need to give him this. I need to give him a little bit of home, a little bit of stability for this. So if there's something I haven't done, I will do it. You know, if there's a paperwork you need, I will get it done, but I have adequate parking. And my house looks much better than it currently is in that picture. That's an old picture. And I painted it white and it's way prettier than I'm like, that is the ugliest picture of my house you all could find. Like, I don't know where you found that, but I'm like, oh my God, that is, I promise you, like, it looks way better now. And we landscaped the front and it's way prettier. So, I mean, if there's something we haven't answered or I haven't done, or I haven't covered, just ask and I will get it done.
So Laura Douglas, you're killing me right now. but let me say this. If you subjected yourself to hours and hours and hours of watching me, I think you know that if I do have issues, I ask. I am not shy about asking questions. And I think you saw with Mr. Gurney today, everything was very thorough. And I have truly no concerns at this point, to the extent that I believe you as the applicant provided everything to all the various, you know, groups at the county, including the health district, who kind of, you know, had to get involved with the septic, and then you had to get the water availability and all those other things. And I can tell the parking is adequate, and you know, all the numbers line up, and you know, as long as you fully understand you can't convert the garage or the shop into a yet another.
I don't need any more. I'm good, man. I don't need any more people. I'm good, man. I got, you know, I'm busy enough. I got three kids now. I'm good, you know.
Yeah, three kids and a retired Marine, I'm sure. Yeah. That, you know, so, you know, you have your hands full, I'm confident. And you have a new career helping
people. Yeah, obviously, get their permits.
So I actually, other than, you know, you reviewed the staff report that was provided.
Yeah.
And any questions, points of clarification you were hoping to receive in relation to that or the recommended conditions that were provided?
No, I'm tracking on all of it.
You're tracking. You're an expert at this point. So I don't have any further questions, honestly.
Okay.
I really appreciate you taking the time to be here, and I'm happy to hear from others. Not required, but certainly happy. I do need to say, you know, I have to base my decision on the criteria, and here I'm confident they're met.
Yes.
I'm saying if some other person watches, you know, subjects themselves to many, many hours, I don't want anyone getting the impression that I'm a softie and I'm going to approve something just because I have a, you know, soft spot for, you know, what's going on. It works out in, you know, that I get to be human today and it meets the criteria. And the second one is, you know, what they pay me for. And the first one is I just truly, it's a great sort of end to obviously some bumpy parts of the story. Cause it is my intent ultimately to approve this and get you a decision here middle of the month, next month, so you can move forward. That is the plan. But I am happy to hear from anyone else if they would like to share.
I think my nephew, who's the one who's going to live in it, would like to speak.
Yeah, absolutely. But thank you, and we'll hear from your nephew now.
Yeah, thank you.
Hello, I'm going to swear.
Hi. Where am I looking? Sorry.
Yeah, it's a little weird. Okay. I'm like, very I don't well. Know what I look like. I assume it's like Zod or whatever.
Right? Like you're from the Romulan galaxy. That's kind of what I'm giving right now.
There you go. I will swear you in, but do you swear or affirm to tell the truth in testimony you give here today?
I do.
And if you could just state and spell your name for the audio.
My name is Aiden G, A-I-D-A-E-N, and then last name is letter G-E-E.
And sorry, A-I-D-E-A-N?
Almost, A-I-D-A-E-N.
A-E-N, thank you.
Yeah. My mother, who passed away, wanted all of her children to have very unique names, and I've never found my name on a keychain yet. I'm still hoping for that day. You never know.
Excellent. Well, you have a shop on that property. Maybe you can, you know, work on...
Right, like to create a little Etsy business on the side, perhaps. I won't take up too much of your time. There's not much more that needs to be said. Laura kind of covered quite a bit of my life story. I will not break that down anymore for you. That is a very long and extreme process, I must say. But I just wanted to provide a face. I believe it's on the first page. It says actually for a nephew. I am that nephew, of course. I mean, that's kind of like, so to speak, you know, but I wanted to provide just like a little bit more clarity. When I moved out here, I knew nothing about Washington. My only point of contact was my family that's here today. And I took a very big chance on, you know, if it doesn't work out, and it has. My life has significantly only gotten better in the year that I've been here. And this project is very near and dear to my heart, obviously, you know. It's not just housing. It's not just like I win and then I get the house. This is a journey that I've gone on, and it's been a journey of patience and resilience. It's been a journey that has taught me a lot of things, and it's one that I'm very proud of. So once again, not trying to get a sob story to make you, you know, do the human thing, but I hope that everything has met the requirements. And like Laura said, if it's not on there, if we haven't figured it out, we can figure it out pretty quickly. I'm really good with paperwork, especially now. So that's all I have to say.
And well, I appreciate it. Thank you so much. And as I already conveyed, you know, and I truly can admit, and I think your aunt knows this, that, you know, it's rare that I announce that I plan on approving something, very right. rare. In this case, I can confidently say, based on the review that already occurred from county staff, my own review of the record, you folks clearly have taken this process seriously, and it appears to me that all the I's have been dotted, the T's crossed, all the ducks are in a row. So the final step will be me producing my decision. And just to be clear, so nobody freaked out when I talked about SEPA, and I just, that had more to right. do with long-term, just to let county staff know they want to update that. It didn't mean nothing needs to be redone. There's no flaws in terms of your particular project. So
right. Oh, I understand. I do admin all the time. So like I always have to check new real estate laws and everything. So believe me, I get it 100%.
Excellent. Well, so, you know, I appreciate you taking the time to tell your story. And with that, I think we can, unless other members of the family or others in the audience are interested in testifying, I will bring our planner back up. But are there others that you're aware of? And,
thank you.
Best of luck. You made it through your first winter. That's the key.
Yes. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. And I don't believe, do we have any other participants on the virtual side? I think we have our applicant for the next matter.
Correct. But,
okay. So Darren Gurney, anything further or final on behalf of county staff in relation to this particular project?
I do actually. Now knowing the story, I wanted to say thank you for your service and for the family that supported you. So that's all I had left.
Okay. Well, I think I've said all that I needed to say, and we've discussed it and you know, again, not often in these matters do we have like such a wonderful narrative, hopefully with a happy ending, and so it's great. And I wish everyone the best moving forward. And it sounds like you've got two potential candidates you guys should work on getting into the planning world to help Kitsap County. They're learning the paperwork ins and outs. So with that, I'll let Aiden G and his family, the Douglases, go, but thank you all. And the decision will be forthcoming here in the next few weeks. Okay, so I think with that, we can move to our second item, and just give me a sec to change out paperwork. And I do see we have the applicant has joined us virtually.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. One more sec. I apologize. Here we go. There we go. Okay. Are we ready then for the second matter?
I believe so.
All right. So with that, we'll go ahead and move on to the second item on the agenda today. And this is number 2203490. And this is also related to a conditional use permit detached accessory dwelling unit. And this would involve a request for approval of a CUP to allow for the conversion of the second floor of an existing storage unit that's already been constructed into what ultimately would become a 567 square foot detached accessory dwelling unit, or ADU, on a 1 acre property at 4961 Northwest Gustafson Road. And for those that maybe weren't here right at the beginning, Andrew Reeves, hearing examiner, and I'll be collecting evidence to determine whether this proposal has met all of the various requirements as previously discussed. And specific to this project, I did review several exhibits in advance of the hearing. And the number I currently have is 17, including a staff report prepared by county staff, the application sort of plans, materials, responses to questionnaires, et cetera, were included. Information on the environmental review that occurred under SEPA, including the DNS or determination of non-significance that was issued and again, not appealed in this case. And then technical information related to stormwater, the availability of utilities, the review that occurred from the Kitsap Health District. I think we had an additional memorandum on this one, and then a project narrative as well, and information on the notice that was provided in relation to the application, as well as today's hearing. So the number I currently have is 17, and I'll admit those into the record. And if there are additional exhibits, let me know when it's your opportunity to testify, and I'll address admitting additional exhibits at that time. And Mr. Gurney's already sworn in from earlier, but any other folks that would like to participate, I will swear you in. And I noted a second ago, we do have the applicant here, which I appreciate. And after we hear from Mr. Gurney, I'll then move to the applicant who is participating virtually to see if they have additional thoughts or comments they wanted to share. And then we'll see if there are any members of the public that want to participate. And if so, they can. And after all that, we'll full circle go back to the applicant and county staff for any response. So I think with that, we can go ahead and get started on the second matter. And again, Mr. Gurney, you've already been sworn in. So did my explanation of the exhibits, 17, did that track with what you were hoping?
It does. Review?
Excellent. With that, go right ahead.
Okay.
There we go.
I'm learning it takes about 30 seconds for the remote to track with the program. So again, for the record, Darren Gurney, and this is for the Van Winkle accessory dwelling unit conditional use permit. Similar to the previous presentation, this is going to be somewhat truncated compared to past versions because the materials in the staff report as well as the presentation are available to the public and do cover most of these items already.
Sure, and just right at the outset, do we have any folks in the audience that seem interested in this, or I can't see? So
we do not have anyone in the audience in person. I know that the applicant is available online. I'm not sure about any additional attendees beyond that. It doesn't look like it.
That was it. So sorry, I have no issue with the truncated version, but if there was a crowd of folks, I might, have you elaborate a little more.
I was going to say I can easily elaborate on many of the items in most ADU circumstances. So,
that, please go right ahead, Mr. Gurney.
All right. So, the accessory dwelling unit. This is for Ian and Brianna Van Winkle. We did receive the application in August of last year. In terms of a complete application. That, as we will note from the last presentation, does use the new code 17415.015 instead of the former of 17410060B3 criteria for special provisions. This is for a 567 square foot accessory dwelling unit. Primary residence is 1,620 square feet. We did go through the notice of application and SEPA determination without comments received or appeals. General location is northwest of Silverdale, still within Commissioner District 1. Zoning designation for the parcel is rural residential. This carries with it a 50-foot front setback, 20-foot side and rear setbacks, 5 feet for accessory structures. The front is established by access, which comes from Gustafson Road through an access easement going to the west. our aerial photo, it does show similar uses of single family structures and accessory structures in the vicinity. Again, I must apologize, the address on the slide itself somehow got reverted back. So this is 4961 Gustafson Road, not the Pokemon.
I think that might be the property we just looked at. I think there's an above ground pool in the corner there. I'm not sure this is actually the aerial for the Van Winkle property.
Let me take a look on that. If that is, I will get a corrected version to the clerk on that.
Sure, and I don't have that in front of me. I don't have it yet, but yeah.
And I believe you're correct because this is showing a different, this is a different aerial photo. I'm sorry, Catherine. should have that more ironed out there. My apologies. So this is a critical areas map. It does reflect the parcel you're talking about. As you can see from our GIS information, the latest layers that we have for critical areas does not indicate wetlands or a stream or hazardous slopes, erosion. Did not have to go through a geotechnical report or wetland delineations. You do have some slight bits of topography in there, but through analysis, it did not show as a stream on that west edge. The site does generally slope from the northwest down to the south, from the northeast down to the southwest. Our site plan is showing that 620 square foot primary home, 567 square foot ADU. And my arrows, I am sorry, this was late last night. So the proposed ADU is right next to where that arrow is pointing. That is within the setbacks for the parcel. I do want to note that there is a shed on the parcel line on the eastern edge. That is something that occurred. The shed was there. The parcel lines changed. It created a non-conforming situation. That is not something that we would address through this permit. If something is an issue with that one, that would be a separate permit process or a reconciliation piece.
Sure. So just on that topic, so essentially the arrows are a little wonky, but we in the northern structure, the largest rectangle, that's the and it's not proposed, right? The home is constructed.
Everything's constructed. The ADU would be a conversion of an existing space. It's a shop that would be converted by getting the kitchen in there, bedroom, putting in for fire, bringing it up to codes for occupancy.
And is it just, it's the second story or it's the entire shop? I guess I vaguely recall it was the second floor, but.
I believe it's only the second floor.
Okay. Great. And then the dark black, you know, the most square, smallest feature on this is what you just referenced in terms of beyond the scope of what I'm addressing or looking at today as part of this ADU process. But, you know, there's a potential, you know, issue with the property line, the boundaries, unrelated, right. Not an issue, nothing I need to worry about, correct?
Correct. The only thing that does tie into is the condition of approval that no other structure can be converted. So that does address that structure. In terms of we recognize that it is there, it cannot be converted into another ADU per the codes.
Well, it normally couldn't anyway, correct?
Correct.
I mean, we have one ADU, but I guess, you know, if the property line changed so that the neighbor's property, maybe they could do it, but you could only have one ADU per property one way or the other.
Yes.
Okay, just making sure we're on
the same. I think that's the only kind of nuance on this permit that I can identify.
Sure.
So as mentioned before, 17415, these are our standards for accessory dwelling units located outside an urban growth area. Basics on the code here, same as in the past, only one ADU per lot, Owner must reside on the primary residence or in the ADU. Cannot exceed 50% or 900 square feet, whichever is smaller. Must be located with 150 feet of the primary residence, which it is. Maintain the appearance, meet all setback requirements, health standards. Cannot be an RV, and the you cannot have a separate entrance.
And before we move on from that last point there, I just want to clarify. So page, I think it's, let me find it. I think page 6 of the staff report in the analysis is further discussion of that 50% rule. And I just want to make sure I didn't misunderstand the code. You know, in the staff report, it notes that you've got a 1,620 square foot structure. So half of that would be 810 square feet. But then the staff report says, therefore, the ADU would be limited to 900 square feet. But would my understanding would be that it would actually be limited to the smaller number, meaning it could be no larger than 810. Not a problem here to the extent that only 567 is proposed. But, you know, just want to make sure I haven't misread or misunderstood.
That is correct. Oh, so okay. The 810 square feet is the limit.
Okay. Just wanted to make sure that something... The new version of the code isn't different, or you know,
so. It is not.
Excellent. All right. So, thank you. Sorry. I wanted to make sure I hadn't misunderstood. So
you have no need to apologize. That is detail-oriented review nature that is what's needed.
I'm a math nerd. go right ahead.
Okay. So, again, generally, our comprehensive plan is a balance of allowing growth to occur in rural locations, but encouraging it in urban growth areas. So in the rural areas, we do allow ADUs that is supported by housing and human services goals to allow for affordable housing and housing of family. It is not something that allows for subdivision, further subdivision in the future with an ADU separated out. So that's the main thing here with the comprehensive plan goals and policies. Our floor plan for the primary residence. This is establishing the size threshold, as you just mentioned. The square footage is being 1620. So half of that, 810 square feet, is the limit for an accessory dwelling unit. This also ensures that we don't have another accessory dwelling unit on the property. And this is floor plan for the accessory dwelling unit. Again, identifying the square footage, making sure it meets that threshold within the criteria. Providing the aesthetic character of the primary residence, we have photos of the home. Horizontal siding with the window treatments, again, a gabled roof structure. This matches with the horizontal siding on the proposed ADU. The roof's type is a little bit different, but you do have the asphalt shingle composition, and window treatments are similar. And finally, we would still find that this is consistent with the comprehensive plan, Kitsap County codes, and compatible with other project or other properties in the vicinity, and is not materially detrimental to those properties.
Okay. And just a couple things. Again, I think we have just pointing it out the same kind of issue in terms of SEPA, not issue, but same point, which is I believe SEPA references the determination, recent DNS references the old code, and not that I have any concern that that has an impact. I just wanted to point that out. And then just to clarify, so clearly after the fact, well, I guess it's not an after the fact permit. It's a conversion. It's a request to convert a structure as opposed to, you know, am I understanding right? I mean, to the extent that they had permits to build the structure at issue and now they want to use it differently, and that's what we're here for.
Correct.
Okay.
After the fact, wouldn't That would imply that they've established the use without a permit. That is not the case here. They are asking for the approval first before actually converting it.
They're doing it right. They're not asking, they're not here asking for forgiveness. They're asking for permission, which is great. So I just wanted to make sure I fully understood that. And then the only sort of thing I wanted to make sure I understood was it, based on my review, it does appear that there's a whole new sort of septic that's that has already maybe been installed, but they, I think there was a pretty thorough review by the health department, and I don't know how old the primary residence is, but it appears, at least from my review, that an additional septic was added specific to address this structure. Was that your understanding as well,
Mr.? That was my understanding as well. And the house, I believe, was in 2016. There's a permit number 16-05266 for the primary residence. And the storage unit was built after that through permit 17-00683.
Okay. Well, you know, the health department did not raise any issues. I just was, I thought it was interesting that, so I kind of assumed it was older, but maybe the applicant can clarify, you know, maybe it had more to do with, you know, topography and how to get things to go certain places. But other than that, I don't believe we already covered, you know, this under the new adopted version of the code. And this one I was less, this one I was confident about, being that it was deemed complete at the end of the year. But staff has provided thorough review, and we've had review from other agencies. There were no comments or other exhibits. Is that correct?
Correct.
Okay. Well, then I don't believe I have any further questions. So unless you intended on calling on other members of staff, I think we could call on Mr. Van Winkle, or I think it's Ian Van Winkle that's joined us. Okay, so if you want to stop sharing, that might help. Yeah, so you have the talking permitted. Ian Van Winkle, you're going to have to unmute yourself at this point.
Okay, thank you. Can you hear me?
I can hear you. I'm going to swear you in. I'm envisioning your hands up. Do you swear or affirm to tell the truth in the testimony you give here today?
I do.
And if you could just state and spell your name clearly for the audio.
Yes, my name is Ian Van Winkle. That's spelled I-A-N V-A-N space W-I-N-K-L-E.
Thank you. And you are the owner of this particular property, correct?
That's correct.
Okay, well, this is your opportunity to present any additional information or clarifying points that you would like.
Okay, thank you. I just wanted to clarify a few things. I purchased this property early last year. So the previous owner had already done the majority of this, majority of the stuff on this property, including the space above the garage. I came into the property under the understanding that everything was permitted, but unfortunately I was a bit naive in the process and did not understand that it was only an after the fact building permit. So I knew that there was some work that needed to be done when I did purchase, that needed to, you know, things like the septic upgrade. Of course, as I've learned the process more, understanding now that there are quite a few more things that need to happen to get approvals. But I just wanted to give that backstory. So the additional septic has not been done yet, but that has all been designed and approved by KPHD. And to also clarify that you are correct, it is only the second story that we are asking to have the approval for, which is the square footage that's defined in the documentation. I also just wanted to clarify as well that there is a second story to that floor plan that was shown in the slideshow that could be found in the actual building permit for this particular parcel. And then if I could also talk about the shed, I have it written on there as a shed, but I probably should have just said that it's it's an overhang, like it's more of like a parking spot just with covering. Yeah, it's kind of like a carport. It was used for like outdoor storage by the previous owner, but that did exist, Darren said, prior to the parcel split. And so that just was never, you know, moved or changed. So the structure that we are trying to get the ADU for, the upstairs ADU for, was the original structure for the old parcel, if that makes sense. So that entire property, the southern parcel to me and my parcel were one parcel. That structure was the primary residence. And so there was an old septic system that went into the other, you know, the new parcel. So just a little background there. So that's the structure that has the after the fact building permit that we are trying to convert, if that makes sense.
Well, I thought I understood fully, and maybe I will get to the understanding, I guarantee. But so what you're saying is that what I'm thinking of is the existing two-story, what will become the ADU on the second story, correct?
Right.
You're saying that was actually a primary residential structure.
Well, I have little understanding of if it was permitted correctly at the time. So I don't think it was, but just to give some understanding, when it was one parcel, so my parcel and the southern neighbor, it was split. I think it was in 06 or 08, sometime in between there. This structure already existed on the property. That's my understanding.
Okay, a little different than what making sure I understood. So it's not so much that, okay, I think I get it now. The three bedroom home, you didn't build, it was already there, as was this existing non fully permitted structure that you are appropriately seeking
a permit
for to make an ADU. And then whatever we think of as the shed, carport, which again, beyond the scope really of what I need to address.
Right.
All of these things were there. And there was a septic. So is it that maybe that's it? Was there a septic system connected to this, we'll call it the ADU structure, that now you need a new septic because with the parcel split, the drain field, the lines no longer are on this property? Or am I...
Yes, you're very close. The previous owner, sorry, I'm kind of bouncing around. excuse me. The previous owner, I believe, bought the property in 2016. And the only structure that was on there was the two-story, which is currently storage, and the above stairs proposed ADU. From my understanding, the previous owner built the double wide manufactured on the northern part of the property, the three bedroom, and then changed the routing for the septic of the two story structure to the three bedroom septic system. And so that septic system couldn't handle the addition of a livable space in the two story. Even though there was someone living up there. So what I was proposing was having the new septic system added and separating that connection to the three bedroom septic system.
Got it. So looking at I have it as Exhibit 8, but it's the sort of approved sewage and water plan, as sort of the site plan, I think, from Acme Design. There's some notation about line to be disconnected, and that's why I was
right
getting that clarification. But in terms of, you know, I'm happy to see a new and additional septic being put in rather than, you know, relying on a system that who knows, you know. So I know that the as you noted, it hasn't been installed yet, but the health department has reviewed everything and they're confident that this is a sensible plan. And one would think an improvement in terms of, you know, based on how you describe things, there may have been some corners cut in the past, and you're trying to accommodate and correct those issues. Yeah, is that accurate?
Yes, exactly. Thank you.
Excellent. Great. I interrupted you. Did you have other thoughts you wanted to share?
Nope, that's everything.
Great. Thank you so much. And I don't have any, you read the staff report, reviewed it. You didn't have any specific questions or points of clarification you were hoping?
No, I think I addressed everything.
Great. And then that one issue on math I brought up, you understand that down the road where you do, maybe demolish this shed structure or what we'll call the ADU structure, never mind the shed. If you were to replace this ADU structure with something newer, you would be limited to the 50% of the size of the residence or 900 square feet, whichever is smaller.
Yes.
That one was the one thing I wanted to make sure.
We considered both stories, but had to, keep it to one for that very reason. So yes, I understand. Thank you.
Excellent. Okay. Then I don't have any further questions. I don't believe we have any other folks that have joined us virtually. And is that right, Caitlin? Doesn't look excellent. And so back to Darren Gurney. Anything final on behalf of county staff?
Not at this time, no.
Okay. I note for the record that, Mr. Van Winkle may have heard at least part of the last proposal, at which there was some heart-wrenching aspects to it. In this case, not heart-wrenching, but I will say I appreciate Mr. Van Winkle's explanation of trying to get things appropriately permitted with that might not have been in the past. I'm going to be two for two today. I don't see any major concerns or issues based on clarification I heard today and the review that was provided by county staff and my own independent review based on the exhibits. So I don't see any issues. So my intent is ultimately to also approve this with the proposed conditions. I often will wordsmith them a little bit, but that is my intent. So Mr. Van Winkle, you should get a decision here in the next 2 to 3 weeks on this, and you can move forward with the next phases with obviously all the appropriate permitting, which seems like you're doing. So that's great. And then I think that'll do it for today. I do note our normal, as it were, our traditional hearing examiner clerk, Amanda Walston, is not here today. And she is one of the very, very best in the state of Washington, but her colleague, Caitlin, stepped in and took care of it, got all the tech working, despite me and Darren Gurney trying to mess it up. So just wanted to thank Caitlin for doing a great job today. So with that, we can end the hearing. Thank you, everybody.
Thank you.
Thank you. Have a great day.
Thank you.
Great job.